To show something worry. Yeah. He's wrestling. And my mother. We're holding the same space. Safe base. Sugya Birksa Paris. And the first question over here, my Baiser, is what is the shear? At what stage is a priksa developed that we call a priya oretz? So we're machlokes over here. We want brachas aklam vov and beis. A mishnah they gave the sugya of cutting in the ilan by kisha shmito. Machlokes beis hilah beis shamai. We paskin. Is it fine? Echo. Fine. We paskin like beis hilah. And then what comes out negated to novim by grapes. The shears we should go. We will explain that means the size according to a pulavan, a white bean over here. By case of Zaysim, Mishinitsu, and Chuvim, Mishir Starshu, meaning you have a chain over here of Karib, Chuvim. That's the Shir, Negeta, Sugyo Shmito. And Shayimonis, Mishahitzi, Apri. So come upon the Sugyo over here, by Shmito, says Taisis, just like by Shmito, this Alof and Negeta is man when it's developed to be a pre, Negeta Hepsid. Who didn't Negeta the Sugyo of Brachas, be the same exact Sugyo. And therefore, once Taisa says this, therefore Nim Sushayim says the Yisai, the Rosh, the Rajbo, the Smag, the Ritzvah, Ben Yerucham, the Tor, and they say, therefore, for this reason, we make the same level there, and it will be the Bracha of Ha'etz. Less than this, it goes down to one Dargo, be the case of Adamo. Now, the obvious question is it a Priya not? We're saying very Priya Adamo, so when it's not the Shir yet, so it's a Priya, so let's say very Priya Ha'etz. So the Mishmur explains, true, it is the pre, but it's not the Ikka pre, it does not get the Cheshivas yet, like we had the Sugya of Tzlaf. But see over there, when something is the Ikka pre, the has a lot of eights. When it's not the Ikka pre, even though it's a tree over here, we get a lot of Adamo. Now, this Indian that the Taisus and the Shem go this way, none of the Shem seem to argue, and therefore this reason coming from the Mechaber of the Ramo, the Vosh, they say that get over here is like Shemitah, that whenever it gets developed, negate the Shemitah, that be the Sugya, negate the idea over here of Brachas. And the Taz and the Maghavam do not disagree. Prim Godam, the Sivis, or Hashulchan, they pass in this way. Now, why in the world should the case of Baisar Anovim be any different than the case of all other Paris? I mean, you have three things over here. We have a case of Anovim, a case of these Alavs and Chuvim. These three are different, and the else which are Hitzah free. What to mechalek? So we have Levush the Archashul and say over, because what is the ikka point of Anovim? It's for wine. When you have a case of Baiser, then when we squeeze it out, it's vinegary, it's not wine. And therefore, even if you squeeze it out, the lacha is, you won't make a gulf, you'll make a case of shakal here, says the Shaya Tshuva. Therefore, since the whole type point of a grape is for wine, and it cannot get to wine, so Eichanan, for that reason, to get it by Anovim, it's only when it gets past the stage of being ready to be wine, not a case of Baiser, full of them. A pisuah l'chur, the same idea negated to shemen. The main point of a zayis is for the olives. Chuvim, I'm not sure why. No one said exactly what the reason is, but chuvim has a different stage over here. So again, we have one mahalach over here, that the category over here is based upon the sugya of Shemitah. Atzal Hasheni, the Mishmur, brings down that the Panam Iris and the goyin over here, the why should that be? The sugya of Shemitah, the sugya of Hesed, of destroying a tree over here. Pashas to get should be like Meiser. Lavonis the Meiser, this man the Meiser. That finds when the pre over here is. That's the Gidel over here. And therefore, the Mishmur has a Machlikis. And he says, if the get over here is the get to Meiser, what is the stage? By grapes, he says it comes translucent. You see the pit inside. And Zayit, when it grows to be a third. Case of Charuvim, when it has a black dots on top of it. Now, in the Mishmur, he had two Shitas. But in the Bialocha, he comes along and says, the Alocha is your Paschal like this going over here. He says, one reason he starts off saying, the Vade Yayit Alocha by making a Sugya of Adam the Koladeus. We have Machlaikis, and therefore we want to bedaik maybe the Rambam holds this way. Says the same Chana Machaber in Limchais. You have to realize all the Rishonim, not find any reason except for maybe the Rambam who disagrees, they point out. All of the Rishonim go, the Alocha is like Shemitah. The Mishmur come along and says, we have a going over here, Panam Iris, and maybe the Dirk and the Rambam, the Choshish for the Shemitah. The Geder is a Zman of Maishis over here. Therefore, just to take one interesting Nachmina, this one will speak out, that we're discussing over here the case of Paris the Elon. what this man is. Let's say, is the get over here like Meiser? Or the get over here like a case of Meshahitzi at Pri? Therefore, the question is the eighth or the case of Adam over here? Pasha is the same achlagis by yokas, by vegetables. Is it Meshahitzi at Pri? Or the get of the sugya of Meiser? Therefore, over here, it's Meshahitzi be a case of Adam. The get of the sugya of Meiser, it's not the Ikar Pri. You go down one dargo, be a case of Shakal. That means the get to a tree be either her eighth or Adam. The get to vegetable, either a case of Adam or Shakal. Speaking of one case, they discuss, what about pickled tomatoes? Now, some people seem to know what that is, some people do not seem to know what that is. Pickled tomatoes, if you go in America, come on, every store that has chamutzim, also has something called pickled tomatoes, which are betzim, are green tomatoes that are picked before they get ripened. And then you pickle them, and then they're served all over the place. My father personally makes them. So the question is, what brach do you make upon it? So, says the Arletian, if you want to put on the dershu, let's go through the reasons. If mitzvah is sugya of meiser, the get of meiser is the get of things that turn red, that's the first get the stage to start turning red. Therefore, these tomatoes are green, they're not ripe yet. The look of these green tomatoes, what brach would you make? Shakal. Masha'en, can you go to the get of the mechaber, mishahitzi, a pri? When it comes out, it's a pri, it's a tomato over here. Therefore, what brach should you make? Make a look of adomo. So it comes out, the nafkamina, if you're passing practically, like this green over here, that the Mishmur is being choshish for, or like the Mechab over here, which is command all the Rishayim, is what's the lacha of pickled tomatoes? Therefore, tomatoes. Sorry?
You don't have to give myself pickled tomatoes?
You do have to, but when's the Zman, when it turns red?
But they're never going to turn red.
So what? So you never get the Zman. You never get the Zman. You won't give Meiser, as far as I know. Yeah. You won't get the Zman, you won't give Meiser. If that's the Zman, we'll get to the another side of air. Therefore, the early scene says, Rechush of the Grain Shito. And those who want to tell you, even the Svardim are passing like the Mechaber, will definitely be the case of Elon, not the case of Yerokas. Maybe even by Yerokas, the Mechaber will agree. And therefore, he says, Rechush of the Grain Shito, and the pickled tomatoes make a case of Shakal. The Zoy Sabrocha brings down Lachal Shakal. Tzad Hashemi, the Savior of the same Brocha, brings down that the Issa was real. It's an old Bashem Shver of the Ashiv. Says, Yaflon Sugamaisus. They get to the Sugya of Meisus. Since they're supposed to be picked that way, but they're picked when they're green and they'll turn naturally red. You just buy green tomatoes, no one might buy them in the store. You just leave them by the window or out, they'll turn naturally red by themselves. You do not need to be on the tree to turn red. Therefore, even when you pick them when they're green, they're really nichol geder of the Zman of Meisus already. And therefore, they're disagreeing with the Sugya of Meisus, Shabbai. And therefore, it brings down the same bracha, according to Abiyashu, as the Sugya of Meisur, even according to the going on these pickled tomatoes, you make a lach of Adama. V'oid, the Sefer's study Cheskel, brings down for a Rebach, and also see the Piskei Tshuva brings down. They want to tell you that these green tomatoes that are made, it's a special zon that they're pickling. It's not the ones you buy in the store that are green and can turn red eventually. It's planted just for that reason, and its Gemara is when it's green, and they want it for that way, it's special that way to be pickled. So one time, that is its pre, therefore the lach will be a case of Adama. So number one, the argument of Sugya Meiser, number one, the argument of Sugya Metzias. Come on, nafkamina, what my father does. My father goes to the store, he buys green tomatoes before they get red, and he makes them. So if you know the Sugya Meiser, you have machlok, so you want to get the to Meiser, what brach should you make? If you buy in a jar, you have more of a reason to be, say the brach over here is Adama, because that's how Meiser the stage is supposed to be picked, when it's through over here. But comes out a nafkamina, practically, what brach do you make of pickled tomatoes? Now, in this figure here of Boiser, so again, we have the Mechab Shita, and we have over here the Goyin Shita. Mechab the Ged over here, the case of Boiser. Yain of Boiser, case of Shakal. What's Allah for you in the Sufik? What you'll do? We'll reach the stage of Boiser, past the stage of Boiser, some case of Meiser. So, did it get a full oven, not get a full oven? So the Torah brings down from the Rosh and points out if it's reached the stage, it's an eighth. If it's not reached the stage, the case of Adama. We have a Klal the Mishnah, Nach Mimum and Aleph, that says, by case, let's say you eat an apple and you make a Bracha Adama, the Mishnah says Adama is Yitz in the case that something is on the tree. What's the reason? Because the growth came from the Adama. The Gemara goes on saying that's a Behuda Shito. Well, the Maestro, we pass on Lachu like a Behuda, that Adama is Yitz for our eighth. Therefore, if you must submit what to go do, and that's one of the reasons why the Mishmur come along and says to Paskin to be choshes of the Grain Shita. You must still be the lachas in the Malshach Yetu with Adam over here. Now, they do point out the Shartin, the Simon Reish Vav, has an interesting question over here. He says, Allah that was saying that we Yetu for a pre Hadamah on an Elon, because it's true, it's MS. Mashaki, you take a something grows in the ground and make a boy for your eats, it's sheker. Therefore, you're not eating, says the Mishnah. We should move down to Mishvav, Machavam Shita, that says it really depends. Are you eating on Dhamma? It depends what the problem is. If the problem is because it's sheker, never grew on a tree, you're right, not yitza. But let's say digger on the tree. The reason why we're not making her eats is because not nigma the pre, is because it's not the ikar pre, la daite luye, for different reasons. So fine, it went down to Dhamma, went down to Shakal. But the words are boy pre eats are emes. And therefore says the Mahavam and Mishua Pasa Loch Lamaisa that the maker ate you or yitza. I mean, the only time the Mishnah and the Yudah is saying that you're not yitza is a situation when it's not true. But if it's true, you might say Ayyitza. Therefore, affect the Shayatin upon himself and Mishvav. Why in the world are we paskening over here? That a person must so make a Dhamma to be Yitza, Manashach, else a Dhamma or eat a Dhamma Yitza. And might say even an eight year Yitza, because the Kosovo is brought upon the tree over here. That's his Kasha. We'll leave it over there, how to answer this Kasha before he's answering it. That's the Kasha that we have to deal with. But building upon this question over here, come along the Panama Iris, and he wants to paskin not like the Shulchan Aruch. He wants a tiny few Masopik, make her ace, because who said we paskin like a Yudah? The Ramashid is not the paskin like the Mishnah. If he wants tiny mice to make a bracha bar pre ace, by case of a Sophic Mitzvah, or not. Atzad HaShlishi, what to go do if you Masopik? Come along the Evan HaEzer, he said, gets involved with Mishbuddha's Kosa, it's very good for the bracha Mishaina. We're not sure, Adoma ate either way, Yaita, we paskin Adoma. But what's the bracha achorina by the Baisar? Is it Ala Geffen? It's Barna Foshis. If a person makes a mistake and says Barna Foshis on something that's supposed to be Ma'in Sholos or Yaitza, someone says Ma'in Sholos, something that's supposed to be Barna Foshis, are Yaitza? We're looking among the Shainim, we're looking among the Baisar. Mishabur passes you are not Yaitza. You're not Yaitza. They have Mishabur writes a couple of times, what to go do in this situation? He says, what to go do? Echnami either eat less than the shear, or make sure you have it inside of a Suda when you wash. Otherwise, you buy a sukkah bracha choino. Come along the Evan Ezer and says, since you buy a bracha choino, people will start eating. They'll end up keep on eating over here. And then it says, Yeshmam should not eat these grapes, these boys over here. You buy a. They will come down, what to do in the case of Safak Boiser? Three shitas, either Adamo, Ponomir says, Mitzal sukkah of Ha'eats, the other way around. Mitzal Shlishi says, Evan Ezer, the person should not make a bracha at all. They should not eat a betzim. But again, you're buying a bracha choina. No, we pass either Adomo or is either Adomo or Ha'itz. Not Shaka, because it's not Lav Ikar Pri. Therefore, it goes down only one diagram.
Why do you make
a bracha choina? If you make a bracha choina, you're not Yitzha on Sabbath, it's a grape. You know, like, now, again, Mishmur Paskins, the way we show you Paskins, we're not Yitzha. The Kav HaChaim actually over here says, not like Mishmur, because he paskins later on, Me'in Shalosh, you are Yitzon. He says, no, eat it, make a run of fashion, no problem. Echanan, there's Kav HaChaim, the Shitos. Mishmur over here says, no, what do you say? He says, either eat a Pechas, you do eat less than the shear. Now, we're talking over here a small grape. What happens in the case where it's fully developed and mice, it's very small? So Mishmur brings down, already from the Maim Mordechai, El Safraim, he wants to say, not like some doing that way in the back, it's fully developed, it's a pre. Avad in that situation, Avad, you make a bracha eitz. He says in the case, only if you see the pin inside, it's translucent. Avad, you make a case of eitz. That means even the size is not the siba, the size is a simen. But if you know it's fully developed, Avad, you make a eitz over here, he says. Now the chum is because, let's say you buy a cluster of grapes, and always in the cluster you have little small ones around. So the cluster, so we eat all the grapes, and you have the small ones around, and above them, it's maybe the ikar and tofel. They may eat the big ones, small ones might be a tofel, no bayah. But let's say you just go and take out the small ones, you want to pick it up and make a brach over here. Do you have the sugya over here, which has this idea of baiser? And therefore, the question is, what do you go do? Maybe make hadol over here. It's come along, mechad nishim maisus, and ovos and shuvin chalag yud. They want time to, if this is deaf to grow this way, they have a bunch of big ones and small ones around, that's really nichol get of gemara pri. On the small ones around, there's no difference in bracha. Just like the big ones, you make your eights. The small ones also, that's derech al gidul or eshkol. That's how things grow. It's nichol together. The gemara pri might make eights of eights over here. That's true. So growing more, we don't mind. As long as it's at the stage that we call it being a pre, by pre eight, and that's the it is a gemara at a certain level, we call it pre eights. But so ad kan chelik aleph over here, and again, what to develop with the pre is, we have machlekes over here. the guy Mishmuas Chayshish for of Manushach make a vach of Adama. Mashenkin Mechaber Rebbe Shem say the get over here is eight once leads to the get of Mitad Shmito again, and the guy goes Mitad Sugil of Meisus. Who said not to make? No, the Evan Lo'ezer says not to eat it. He said not to eat, not make a bracha, not to eat. As bracha chreinah, we have a problem. Don't eat. No one says to eat without a bracha. No one says that. Kamal Mechabit is in the second stage over here. A person has these things over here that, again, are not fully developed. Let's say it's mar b'yoyser, office b'yoyser. It's very bitter over here. So what's the lacha in that case? It says the Mechabit is not really a chila klal at all. The lacha is you do not make any bracha. Again, you're eating it. The Mar Mokum, the Goyin sends you to Gemor and Daf Lava Bokum Beis, a case over there where you have these papalim, the zangvel, the layovish, are very dry over here, and therefore, even though discussing over there a vegetable, this is not where lachila, we don't make a bracha, the Gemara says. Who didn't get the case of the Elon? Same thing, not where lachila, a person would not make a bracha over here. However, let's say it's Meduik and Mechabar that is where lachila ayde chak, then the loch is the maestro, you do make a bracha. You do make a bracha. Now, what bracha exactly do you make when it's ayde chak? The Mechaber, as Mishbua points out, sounds like any pre. And therefore, is a bracha by pre eats, with Ayyad Chak, the bush, the sivis, the grass, or the shulchan. A case of Ayyad Chak, you make a case of the pre itself, by eats. We have a Gemara by the case of something is raw and cooked. Portal Allah will get a sifu base. If something is only, you take a potato that can be eaten raw, I've seen it. Nice ayde chak, what's the lacha? The Gemara says you make a shakal. And when you cook it, then it turns into adama. So it's ayde chak, and we're not getting the bracha of the pre. So, why is the chilk over here, but the case of ayde chak by Bishel, that something is raw, the lacha is going to be only shakal. Here's ayde chak, the mechaber is paskling, the lacha is going, the lacha is eights. Why should that be so according to the mechaber sheet over here? So the Vush asks me this question, he wants a chiddush over here, he wants a taino. They get to things that are being cooked, that are eaten raw, no one eats them raw. Masha and King, please, a lot of people eat them raw. So some people eat them raw. That's a Metzias. He wants to tie them therefore as a getter of an ace. So it comes out according to Lavosh. Something's Nechel Eidet Chak that no one eats, will be a case of Shakal. Masha and Shabruah, there'll be a locha sin in the Sifid Beis. He sends you to Lavosh, does not like the Lavosh. Let's say a different territory over here. He wants to tie over here, but the place will naturally grow by itself. To be a case of boy pre eights. The pre etzim, the magdu losoi, is eights. So now it's a redan chak. Still, it's a pre, it's a eights. Mashing a potato at the end of his gemara is not going to be, it's still going to be eaten. Even after it goes, not going to be eaten. You have to cook it. Div was not have, again, of being a pre over here. Div, you say a case of shahakal. That's his story. The Moshe has a third way of answering it, I think a shmak way of answering it. He said, when you pick off the boys off the tree, what do you do with it? You don't wait till it develops, it can't develop anymore. So everybody eats it when it's a boiser. When it's ayin chak, everyone eats it that way. In that situation, the halach is, you make the eights. Masha enkin, something is ayin chak, like something that's raw, what does everyone do with it? They cook it. So that's what you do. Therefore, you make a shakal. So when you have an option what to go do with it, then it'll only be shakal. You have no option like a boiser, what do you do with it now? Everybody eats when it's boiser, when it's picked. When it's picked, what? Boiser? It's a sour things. Sour sticks, I don't know people sour things. So that's no special thing cooking over raw, as far as I know. So Moshe says everyone eats it when they're boiser, once they're picked already, in this stage over here. Fine, so we have one model of something that's very Ayde Chila, Ayde Chab, Duk, Mechabin, was supposed to go, the Loch is eights. Again, that's how Shani, come along with Mishabu, and bring down the oil of Zephraim, bring down the Chai Odom. It wants time to accept the soy, but it's only Ayde Chak. Like we see in the case of the Iraqis over here by the things that are eaten raw. And therefore, the loch is only a case of shakal. How to paskin again? Come along with Mishmu, and he says, it's true, in Mishmu we have two shitas. When the Bia loch, he come along and says, we chush of the shita, and says, unless of a sakin ayde yor, the loch is a person that makes a shakal beer, and not the case of eitz. Ben Ishchai, Kam Chaim, Alatin, they paskin this mahalach. So you have a second machlikis over here in Sibbeis. What's the loch? And again, something that is shy to be eaten ayde chak. Mechaber and the Bespoiskin Paskin the Eitz, Mishpuas Choshish and the Bia Locho to make a Loch a Ibracha of only a Shahakal. Take it a step further. Let's say this thing is Nechel Ayde Chak, Ona Ayde Chak, you misak in it. What's the Locho? So again, we have two cases over here. One of the cases not going to be eaten at all. And we have a case that is going to be eaten only Ayde Chak, you misak in it. So if it's way Ayde Chak, So again, Kohen Mechabi always make a eitz. Even Kohen Chai Odman says make a shakal, you misakin it, then you make a eitz over here. Then the situation, you make a eitz. But let's say it's not going to be eaten idea chak. What's the luck in that case? Come on, Mr. Brew, and he sends you the Mavar Vamuz, who quotes Lechem Chamudis, says the luck over here is a case of shakal. Case shakal. That means if you misakin something that's not going to be eaten, luck is only a case of shakal. That's how it's from Go, El Rab, and the grass. They pass him the sivas of the shulchan. That's the klal over here. A gam the shayit siyin. He sends you to the oil of the frame, says not the way. Shua does not pass him the oil of the frame. He says the loch lemaisa. It's again, it's not nechal ay dechak, no one can eat it. He must sack it. Loch is the case of shahakal. Where does he get it from? He tells it, because it's like he said, beis, he can send you a loch and sif gimel. Over there, we have the case of garinim. When he must sack it, says a mother from the case of the shahakal. So it's a beis of gimel, is the same aloch. The question Ilum should ask, we get a loch and sif hey. But the case of Shkedim, they're big. The loch is Yimasakim, you make an eitz. So I point out we have really three cases over here. We have the base of Gimel Sivhei. Three times not with Achila at all, and three times Yimasakim it. So the base of Gimel, the loch is Shakal, Sivhei is the case of an eitz. In fact, the Shayat Siyan, according to the Prima Gadim, what's the far away to Mechalik? Both, all three cases are not where to be eaten, and all three cases are Yimasakim, two of them are different halachas. Says the Mishbura, a simple chilik. But the case of Beis of Gimel is not daiti to be a case of a Beiser. There's no das in the Garinim. So you misakin it. It's not the Iker Pri over here, but that's not the Yisrael over here. Therefore, the Loch is to make a case of Shakal. Mashengim, but the Shkedim, you want the Shkedim, and you want these almonds over here. It was planted for that reason. That is the Iker Pri. Once the Iker Pri with daiti Eluye, and you misakin it, then you make your eights. So it really depends on what you're being misakin over here. If you misakin, says Shayatin, Sivkot, and Ben, is something that is the Iker Pri with daiti Eluye, a kind of not really the Chila at all, the case over here is an eights. Mashenki, this is not daiti Eluye, not Iker Pri. When it's Garinim and Beiser, then you misakin the case of Shakal. But again, Mashenki, in the case it's Roy Nechel, Aideit Chak. Then again, we have Machlokes, Mechaber, versus Chai Odom. Chai Odom says, we're misakin, about the case of eights over here. Now, to take a nafkamina in this second chalik, that means you have one machlik, nafkamina mechura in the first machlik is whether to get as shmito or vice meiser. That's, I think, the case of kubi or pickled tomatoes. A second nafkamina, negate adeid chak, people a lot of times go to the store, they buy unripe bananas and unripe avocado. Go to the store, they're very hard, buy them, no problem. Sell to the store, you bring them home, you leave them by the salon, outside. After a week later, they come soft, they're very good. Person has these avocados, these bananas. Avocados are eights, bananas are domo, obvious around, machlokes, but that seems to be the swarm say. Now, we have a domo and eights over here. Person eats them with a heart. Your wife is not around, you're hungry, you eat it, fine. What brach do you make upon it? It's royal to be achila aideit chak. What's your person paskin? What should you go do? What's brach do you do on this case? So the passion is before this should be a machlokes, mechaber. Where's the Mishbu of Chesh Mechayodah? According to the Mechaber, it's Nechal Deit Chak, even to get a Vepri over here, the Mechayodah should be a case of an eighth, and the Banana should be a case of a Adama. It's only going to be eaten by Deit Chak. Mashenkin, Mishbu of Chesh Mechayodah should be a case over here of making Shakal. So I see the Master of Pesach Yeshuvahs in Yisvav, he brings down this case of avocados and bananas. He says, how Yishlo Das, you should know that's not true. He wants to tell you, since it's picked in a stage, no one picks it in the fields when they're already softened. Because by the time it gets to you, it'll be mush. They're always picked when they're hard. Therefore, until it travels, so it gets to you, it has time to develop, and therefore it gets soft. It's always picked when it's hard. So since you always pick when it's hard, it's the Gemara Pri over here. And therefore, it's true, it's only Nechla Dein Chak, but since it's the Gemara over here, everyone agrees the loch is, you make it eats in that Dhamma. Who's he quoting? Nobody. He's quoting nobody, Yishlo Fak for Karvei. Sevkal say at the end of the day, it's only Roy Lechila Aideit Chak. We'll get to later on that by the case of lemons, Pashkim say that mice at the end of the day, lemons are fully developed. But Sevkal say Nechel Aideit Chak, the even Loch is Shakal over here. And therefore, I don't know why he's comparing the Sigil over here that you go after when it's picked, which again, maybe negate the Sigil of Oyen's Maestris. When they get the Sigil of Roy to be eaten or not, who has no dimion, and he has no marmok of what he's saying, and therefore the Loch should be, once we should go past like the Chayodah, these bananas, these avocados should be a case of shakal, not a case of adama or eitz.
What's the case of a lemon?
Oh, we'll get to lemons on sifei. How it's from a dish brings down sifei, so we'll get to say the sifei. But the mice, what broccoli make of lemons? What? The nine goes down one. The nine is a dollar. Goes down one. It's a shackle. Nechal day chak. It's not again. This level. Not ikir pre goes down one dargo. By nechal day chak is always shackle. The cattle is always shackle because it's not ikir pre. No, it's usually eights. As nechal day chak will be shackle. Nearly not like biscuit shuvas. No, one dargo is only what's not lav ikir pre. Here is nechal day chak. Shackle. But Sif Gimel, the sugyo of Garinim, the sugyo of Daflam Vov and Beis again, the Mignan Mishnah, but the sugyo of Arlo, you have a klipas of Rimainim, klipas of Goyzim, of Garinim, of Pitz, the sugyo said the idea of Arlo. Once we know the sugyo of Arlo is based upon the sugyo of what is a pre over here, not negate the sugyo of Yerukis, Kamal Taisin, one time, who didn't negate the sugyo of Rachel? It's because there's apples and cherries and peaches over here. Now, what pits are peaches are we eating? We don't eat peaches. I'm not sure what the Metzias is referring to, but the Seichuwa is very clear. Just like what Erlo, the loch is a get of a pre. We didn't get to Bracha, says a get of a pre. I look around the Rishonim, the Marinoyno, and the Maram, and the Ron, the Rosh, the Rashba, Smak, and there are 20 different Rishonim passing like this Tosfos Shita, that the get over here by Garinim be the same thing like the pre itself. Whatever the Bracha and the pre is, the Klipa and the Garinim will be the same exact halacha. What? Yeah. That's close to the Gemara. Why is it Klippas Rimoinim? Klippas are Glazim and Garinim. That's Gemara's case. Now, Atzala Sheni, the Kamung the Tor, brings down the Rash Bashito. He wants a Taino. No, the only reason why Erlo is Nichol the get of Erlo, these Klippas and these Garinim, is that we have possibly S, and S is a case of a Tafel, come to Marba, these Garinim and Klippas. Mashenkin, but Brachos, we don't have a possible S. Therefore, we see if our character is not part and parcel of the free beer, and therefore the lach is we did not make a bracha of her eats upon it. Don't make a bracha of her eats. Now the Rashi did not say what bracha you do make. Just go down one dargo, go back to shackle. Is it the cycle slave adama because it came from the ground? But no, it's no chshivas over here. It came from shackle. And the Sharitzim points out the best of machlokes we showed him when they quote over the Rashi. The Avud Avraham when he says over the Rashi, he says the lach is bari pri adama. The Rashbash says over the Rashbash, says Shakal Niyab Dvarim. So we have Esam, we have four, two or three Shitas, what the Loch is among the Rishonim. Kamat, all the Rishonim say the Loch is like the Pri itself, like Pesis, whatever the Pri is, that's the Klipa and the Gari Numarim. Mashenkin, we have the Rashba, who the Rashbash does Paskin like, you want to have the Loch over here is not her eats. Rosh is Adama or Shakal. Come on the Peskin, and the Mechaber, Gedaker, Roy Rishonim, doesn't have any, the Rosh will be a pasuk this way, doesn't have the riff of the Rambam against it. They're going to pass halachas by pre-h by the case of the Klipa. Flush, the Graz, the Chayodon, my Mordechai, like the case of Arlo Beer. Atzad Hasheni, for some odd reason, Roy Pesachim is Chosh of the Rashba Shito. Chosh of the Rashba. The Rashba says, the Maisa, it's not the S is a case of a Tafel, only Sigyon Arlo Man over here. Again, the Pichodosh, the Goyin, the Kivegan, the Sibis, the Mishavua says that way, the Rosh Hashulchan, they pass in the Choshish. Now, they say especially for the reason that Yaitzim, either way. That Adam was always Yaitzim, Shachal was always Yaitzim. So either way, Yaitzim, and we have Rosh Bashito, let's be Choshish for it. Now, once you're saying over here that's Nana eats, so what is the Bracha, says the Mishavua? We'll be Choshish for the Rosh Bashito. We should have Machliks in the Rosh Bashito. So what should we go do in the Rosh Bashito? So you could say, Apisvah, Shavuot is love Ikapri. As part of the pre, like Slav, love Ikapri, we make Adama of other things. Like Boisa, love Ikapri, goes down one Madrigo, you make the case of Adama. And therefore, the Mishavua Paskin, the case is Adama. Again, from the Sivis, Kiveger, the Gain over here, they Paskin, Slav, and Eliza, Panamiris, it's the case of Adama. And that's how the Swam Ikka seem to go this way. From Zam said Paskin this way, Vazal said Paskin, like this Mishavua. Again, the Shari team points out, Pri Chodesh disagrees. Says one says no chshivas of being part of the pre, it's not the pre. Therefore, case over here is a case of shakal. So comes out again among the first rishonim, machlekes are the garanim part of the pre or not? Rabbi Rishonim says yeah, the pesuk and the Rashi says no. Meis the pesuk machlekes for the Rashi b'shito be'ikri we pass an adomo, or someone disagrees that Allah is not adomo. Now the mechaber does go on further and say that we have these garanim. We said number one we pass an eights, which would disagrees. Number two, we said, if it's bitter over here, it's not worth a chila at all, we don't make a bracha. Smasakin it, once a loch, you make a case of shahakal. So, the Achronim asked the question, Rishal, the Chodosh, the Goyim, B'chura, it's a little bit of a steer over here. We misaki in the case of shakal. Why? That's the Rashi b'shito. He starts with saying, what's a bracha? You make your eights. It sounds like the Mechaber took on two sides of the spectrum over here. He starts with saying, what's a bracha? Gary name or eights? Not really chila at all, case shakal. No bracha at all. Misakin's shakal. That's the Rashi, that's not the Rosh Hashito. That's they want to answer the question. So, Mishmu again, he sends you the Evan Oizim, or Evram, they want to answer. No, again, over here, Yeshul Chalek. Over here, since it's not the Ikapri, and it's bit over here, it's not going to be eaten at all. For that reason, even the Misak in it, there's only case of Shakal. Like Sibbeis, or Gimel, since it's not the Ikapri, that's why it's Shakal. Mashenkim, but the case of Shkedim, Gedalim, that'll be a case of H with the Misak in it, because that's the Ikapri over here. Now, until now, discussing when you eat the garinim by itself, the pits by itself. Let's say you eat the garinim while you're eating the pre. Most of us, when you eat an apple, we don't eat the pits. However, I've seen people, mishpacha, especially older people, they eat the pits with it, because they didn't have too much food, and that's the right time they eat things, eat it with the pits. What brachin now, if you flesh it for the shitas, that the pits over here are a case of a domo. So we eat the apple, you have to stop, and you have to make a domo on these pits over here on the apple. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah. He says, once eating the apple and the pits are there, it's a tuffel. And therefore, the bracha on the apple is an eight. And therefore, the pits, the maisa, you do not have to make a bracha on these pits of your special adama. Take them out, you have to make a adama. Otherwise, they're inside the negeta of tuffel. To make it practical in these cases, negate the seeds. So, there are the white seeds and the black seeds. And white seeds, if you know, there are pits of chim, watermelon seeds, the smaller white ones. And there's pumpkin seeds, the big white ones. That's one type of seeds. Then you have the sunflower seeds, the big black ones. If you want, walk out on the street, look down, especially for a night, see it all over the place. Fine, myself, people are very machbid to spit it out because that's a gil muksa, not put inside the hand over here. So fine, so we have it. You can laugh all you want. But so, myself, you have these garinim, what bracha do you make on these things from Bizman Hazeh? What should you go do over here? Now, to bring out the point over here, first I'll be svar shabai on the sugil, and then we'll get to practically. It's not a sugya. A person, let's say, buys a watermelon. He eats the watermelon, seedless, of course, have 20 seeds inside. So you take the 20 seeds over here, you put them inside your oven, and you roast them. So what bracha do you make upon these roasted watermelon seeds? You eat them, you open them. How they do that, I have no idea, but I've watched people every Shabbos, they do that. They open them, and they eat them. Take out the seed, they spit out the shell, and they eat the inside. So according to Mechaber, what bracha do you make on these seeds? Adama. Why? Where have you shown in places? Yichosh the Rashba goes down one dark over here, and over here, side of the Chodosh and side of the Mishmur get shakal. Now you have to realize the whole machlokes, Mishmur says Adomo, by the case of the seeds of an apple, versus Bichodosh, it's only by the case of an apple goes down one dark. The Geah, too, something to a vegetable. Everyone knows the watermelon, we do not make a eight to make a Adomo on it. So everyone agrees what Yichosh the Rashba, the law will be shakal. That means that these seeds over here, and the watermelon should be a case of shakal. And therefore, it comes out, the Chaim Noah says these seeds are shakal. That's what Adi says, these seeds are shakal. If that's what that's happening over here, come on, Muslim is Manenu and say, Maisa, that's not exactly what's happening with seeds. Maisa, if a person buys watermelons, how many seeds, even if it's not seedless, how many seeds are inside? 50, 60, 70. You go to the store, you buy these pits of chim, there's thousands inside one bag. So, how many watermelons are there? That's like 30, 50 watermelons inside one bag. How much that one bag should cost? There's one bag is cheaper than the watermelon sometimes. How's it happening that way? So what they're doing is there are two zons, two different types of watermelons that they plant. They plant watermelons, the ikar are the seeds, there are thousands and thousands of seeds inside, and not too much flesh inside. The ones that we're getting the other way around, there's mostly flesh, mostly the pulp inside, and a little bit of seeds inside. Not too many or even no seeds inside. So what they're planting today, what is the ikar? Why are you planting the watermelons and have these bits of chim inside? Why do you have these by the pumpkin seeds? Why are they doing it for? How do they have so many? They're planting it for the seeds. Forget you start asking the question, what bracha do you make of the watermelon itself? If they eat it, what they do with it, I don't know. But that'd be a good question. So in there, forget it, daiti aluye, that's the ikapri, the seeds of the ikapri. Therefore, B'amoy Shazat Shubabad, Shlomo Zalman, Elatian, Elbiashim, the Chodeshani, they come along and point out that what we're buying from the store over here, that's the ikar. And therefore, avada you make a dom upon these pitzuchim, upon these watermelon seeds. Avada, I reflect the Raj Bashito. No, because that's not Ikar Pri, but this is the Ikar Pri over here. Therefore, everyone agrees on these things over here, whether it's pumpkin seeds or watermelon seeds, avada you make that dom over here. That's the Ikar thing we're coming to go eat over here. If you look in the Brachas book, the same Bracha, Zayster Bracha, Yachid Yosef, the Ketuvah, they all say the Loch is, they're very clear, that once you buy from the stores, Avada, the Loch is Adama, even according to Rashba Shita. Now, if you're the type of person who want to experiment, take your own wool mill and take these seeds over here, put them inside the oven and roast them and eat them themselves, Eichanami, Yolah Bayah, what do you do? According to Mechavi Adama, according to our Chishul Rashba Shita, be a case of Shakal. When we buy from the stores, the might be a case of Adama. I mean, even though it says the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah, again, we have to know the makaris, the seeds behind it, to know what exact bracha to go make. The mitzvah says today that we're doing it for the seeds, therefore we make a dhamma upon it. Now, in the case of sunflower seeds, where exactly they're coming from, have you ever seen it? It's a nice yellow flower over here, the only seeds over there, there is no pulp around it. So the question is what bracha to make upon it? Yaskal Avdi says shakal, but Pashas from saying the mitzvah is going from the ground. And therefore, the loch should be a case of Adama. And therefore, the malachim and the swarming down sunflower seeds is always Adama. However, there is one question they do discuss. Today, the sunflower seeds, they do two things with it. One is you eat them, which also you have to get the val, the sadasugil. What is the shear for bracha achorino? You have to know what the shear is. If it's 270, you have to eat in 4 minutes. It's very hard to go do that. If it's the small ones, the big ones, 170, you have to get a val, a big shallow of bracha achorino, because each one by itself is a chashash burial, and the Mechaber says not to eat a burial by itself. And the Chodesh Hashanah says each one you're eating, if you buy himself bracha achorina, you can't eat. We have to get the sugya bracha achorina. But let's say you eat the sunflower seeds during the suda over here, and you took care of the bug shiloh and the muksa shiloh. So now the question over here is, nacha shiloh, is that what are you doing with these sunflowers? They're being planted for two things. One is the sunflower oil, the second, the sunflower seeds that people are eating. What is the percentages that are being used for oil? So, if you, at least in America, on the FDA, they come out 90% of the sunflower seeds. That's came out 90%? 90% of the sunflower seeds are used for oil. But about 10%, that means 400 million tons are being made. About 40 million tons are for eating. Another about 400 are being made for oil. 90%. So now, what is the ikka free over here? You tell me now the sunflower seeds, the ikka is for the oil, and not to eat the seed. The Sefer Madani Osher, he said, Sarachi, because maybe tying the ikkis for the oil. So, first of all, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure. 3 points here. Number one, I'm not sure in Eretz Yisrael what the Mitzvah is. Number two is like he's saying, which I don't think is right, we can argue the point, is that there are separate fields over here. Those are made to be eaten are one, and there are certain types of different zon being made for oil. Besides for that, come on, be Omer, the Mitzvah said there's 40 million tons being eaten over here in America. You tell me that that's not being planted for that. That you tell me, for example, when something is eaten raw, something is eaten cooked, you go after whatever is more being eaten. More goes after rave. Look, it's very clearly that this, if everyone eats it rave and cooked, loved after rave. As long as it's something that's a chashiv in the world, be eaten both ways, before you can make the bracha and dhamma on both ways. That's the sin of rave. So it's how do people associate a look at being a gemarpri. So over here, if you have 40 million tons of people eating that way, and it's sold all over the place, tell me it's not the Ikka Pri over here, Yeshua and the Harbe. So either way, even if it's 90%, even if it's the same zone, the Chori Shul should make a bracha of a dhamma upon them. So again, the Getz of Gimel comes out practically. We have these Garanim, we have a Rash Bashita that we're Choshish for, like a Shakal. Have the Getz to us, our Pitzuchim, our Garanim, and our pumpkin seeds, and sunflower seeds, make we make a dhamma over here. The next figure is the idea of Shemen Zayis. They come along the Gemara Daf Lamehema Beis and brings down the Shemen Zayis to make a bracha boyer pri ha'eitz. In fact, the Gemara, why make bracha boyer pri ha'eitz? The zuke masa clay. Mice it damages you. So the Gemara makes like three stages over here. Number one, the Gemara says to answer is ate together with pas. Then the Gemara pas, that's the ikker. And they can make a bracha on the ikker on part of the tovel. Elamai Gemara wants to answer secondary is ate it with a nigrin. Put it together with this beet juice over here. But the Gemara, the nigrin is the ikkah, not the shemen. Well, so the third thing over here, you had it together with a nigrin, you have a chayshish begroinoi, you have pain inside your throat, therefore you want to wear the shemen zayis. And you might think, since we've all come a chavi, not make a bracha, since you have an oil, it might make a bracha, but a priya eitz. Adkan the sugya. So, firstly, you have to realize by now, we have already seven things that are exception to the klal. We still have a klal, every brichsa ilan is bar priya eitz. This is the seventh exception that we have aloha that's not bar priya eitz. I mean, you have exception of the case of yain is bar priya gofen went up. You have exception of baiser among its maisis. What they get over here is you have exception of something that's not really to be eaten. The only shleidet chak chayolim says the aloha is a shakal. A fourth exception, something not worth eating at all, don't make a bracha at all. A fifth exception, something from the sakin, the pre, was not worth eating, as the case of shakal. A sixth exception, in the case of the garinim. And the seventh exception, in the case of being mazikiu. We have one cloud, which has one exception. Right now, we already have seven exceptions. Now, come along the Gemara and says, it's mazikiu, therefore, you should not make your eights. So, what bracha do you make? Come along the Rambam. He said the bracha is therefore, you make a shakal. The Bahag says, you make a shakal over here. Oh, you read Rashi the Sigil, that Flamin Hayin says, since it be Mazikyu, Dif would not make any bracha. Zero bracha. Dif would look among the Rishonim, the Rift that way, and the Eshkol, and the Smag, and the Rosh, and the Ra, and the Beni Ruchim, and look around at least 26 different Rishonim, Paskin against the Rambam and the Bahag. UK Vovke, at least Paskin against the Rambam and the Bahag, and they say the Lochi did not make any bracha at all. Therefore, Loch Lamaisel, the Mechabit says, the Loch is, we do not make a bracha, and again, look among the Paiskim that way, whether it's the Bach, and the Graz, the Kitzer, and the Ofer Shulchan, the Mishnah Brewer, and the Tal, they pass, we do not make any bracha at all. The Gam, in fact, Pichodesh, why not Pichodesh the Rambam? So, Bach's over here, let's Pichodesh. David David says, the Bahag, David Kabbal over here, let's make a bracha on something else. So, the Arsar is from maybe say to make a bracha on something else, but Ikka the Paiskim say, do not make any bracha, which couldn't be enough community we'll get to, not now, it's in Rish Dalad, negated medicines. If you chush of the Rambam Shito, in the case of you having medicine, is there a reason called the Rambam make a bracha shahakal and never eat something else? It's not the Rambam Shito. Negeret us, it's not too common to having Shem Azayis. But negeret the case of medicines, according to the Rambam, that has no real taste over it, you say, in Maisi, you haven't gotten all of it, you make a bracha. But we'll have to get back to that. Maisi negeret us, comes out something that must do, we would not make any bracha. The obvious question is, them took the test over here. We have two sugars, one daflam hay and daflam avov. Daflam hay by Shem and Zayis, Azuke Maskele, they would not make any bracha. You have the Gemara on daflam avov, you have this kimcha de saro, you have this barley flour. The Gemara says, since you have granola, the loch is you make a bracha of shakal. So, Gemara says, you're being mazik, you make shakal. Gemara says, you're being mazik, and the Shem says, you don't make a bracha. Pashas, we have a stiro. Says the Prichodesh and the Bach, that's where the Rambam got it from. The Rambam got it from the Gemara daflam avov. This is the Evna Ozel, the Vedovit. The Nachlas Dovid and the Sukkah, they come along and said, that's where the Rambam got it from. Halam Meister, you answer this question, what is the Chilik over here? So, where how the Birka the Chonim seem to go, that the case of Shemen, the words of the Mishnah Brua, the Nooms of Shemen, is you have no Hana at all. You don't have any Hana over here. Masha Enkin, by the case of these barley over here, the Gemara says, the Meister, you do have Hana, except it's because the Hezek are Mazik to you. So, therefore, since you have Hana, Losh the Gemara again, therefore, things that you have Hana from a Gamet, Mazik, you the Meister, you make a bracha. So the chilik over here, a simple chilik, again, if you want, Shalom Zalman, the Chodeshani, the Kamal and Taino, do you have Hana with this Hezek? The Mishmuel's words are, there is no Hana by the Shemin, so there is a case of a Hezek, you would not make a bracha. Hashem, in the case of the barley flour, there is Hana, the Gamans Mazik, in that situation, you make a bracha shakal. Now, Bizman is there, they discuss, is this idea of a person, let's say, every day, that tells him to drink a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, is it what makes them mazik you or not? If it hurts you, the concept being mazik you over here, hurts you, damages you, would the doctor ever say that to you? So the isk question to Yabi Oimer and Shuvah Chilik Vav, and Vav was the isk the question. And one thing about it, first of all, Chazal say it's mazik, the mice say it's mazik. Mice is mazik. The way Berkut gives all the shiur about, and Rabbi Forst in the Sefer, Pesche Elocho, he says, gets involved, says it sounds like from the Sorim that mazik over here does not mean mazik, meaning the person's mazik. Means the food does not taste good. It's repulsed by it, don't appreciate, don't like it, there's no of it. The mazik shibai means the food is not good. So the hezek inside the food shibai, not inside the person. And he compares different foods to it. He says, a case of vinegar, he says. But he wants to tell you that the idea over here is inside the taste shibai, the mazik. Again, using the lotion mazik, we don't see any way that's physically hurting you. The mazik is it's ruining the food over here. So my statement is from to say even today, doctor is not mazik. First, you can argue the point because I'll say, and second of all, mazik needs a taste over here. I got my see the early tzion. You want taina? People say nishtana teva. They said no, it's not nishtana teva. Maybe let's be chush the rambam shito. Make a bracha instead of rambam. Maybe it's nishtana teva. Make a bracha on something else. But the nice though, we don't seem to go do this. The Aruch HaShulchan himself points out, it sounds like, he says, he writes, it sounds like the olden days, people drink shemen, the mice, they gained out of it. He says, any doers there, we don't know what it is exactly, what the mitzvah is, what shemen they had, what we're discussing over here. Pasha today, no one enjoys having any shemen over here. There's no reason to make a bracha. Now, we had a case over here of the most cases that Nigrun, together with the case of shemen. Even though usually the nigun is the ikker, when you have shemen, you have choshib groinoi, then the shemen will be the ikker. Let's say a person has a case of pas together with the sugi of shemen, but he's looking also inside the sugi of floor. What bracha do you make? You say the pas is the ikker, or you say the shemen over here is the ikker? So pashas, they point out, we have a locha of mishnah and dalit, we have a pas and meliach. If the meliach is the ikker, the pas only take away the meliach, the fullness over here. You can make a bracha on the Meliach, a part of the pas. Here also, if you want the shemen zayis, because you have a chayshish begroinoi, you have the pas, before the shemen zayis, you make a bracha upon it, a part of the pas. Therefore, the Mishnah makes out that numerous places to say, even though you have pas over here, the shemen is the ikr, look at the Eilis Tomid, look at the Behita, the Graz, they pass like the Mogavram sheet over here, that it's always going to be that if you're doing a chayshish begroinoi, the shemen is the ikr. At Sadr Sheni, Mishnah brings down, Ayin Bach, it says, let's read the sugya slowly, it's not that way. The Gemara says, again, to be clear, the Gemara says, we have a kasha, what broch do you make on Shemen? But it's, I, why, the basic you. The Gemara answers, why? Pass. The Gemara, pass? I, that's the ikr. A nigrun. I, that's the ikr. No, it's a nigrun, chosh begroinai. Why do the Gemara have to go to nigrun and chosh begroinai? You say, pass, chosh begroinai. The Gemara says, three stages. Pass, ikr, pass, a nigrun, ikr, a nigrun, chosh begroinai in the case of a nigrun. So the Bach just goes straight, pass the chosh begroinai. El my pass chosh begroinai, the loch will be a case of you make a broch on the pass. In fact, the Bach, what do you do? It's a good ikr and tofel. My sir, if the ikr is a mliach and the tofel over there is a pass, make a broch upon the mliach. But next year says the Bach, the loch is, you make a case of you have a mighty, you have a clear Gemara that way. So the answer is Gemara. You have a Gemara versus Gemara. What goes over here? It says the Eli Rabba, the Mishnah is sending you to, Nachas 3, they say you saw the klal of ikr and tofel. Let's say a person has an ikr tofel mixed together, and for him, the tofel is bigger than ikr, but no one does it that way. No one has a shemen together with pas. You choose to have shemen with pas, and therefore for you personally, what's going to be the ikr? The shemen. And I'm saying that's the ikr for me. What's halacha kund bach? You make a bracha paska, that is always the ikr. For example, person has schnitzel, but he wants a breadcrumb. That's the main reason why he's eating it for. The doctor says he has that breadcrumbs. That's the reason, you know, I need breadcrumbs. Can't find anything. I'm going to eat schnitzel over here. So the Bach, you know, you can do what you want. Think what you want. Doesn't mind. But butler died. It's called him, says Eli Rabba. It's very important. He said ikr and tofel. I mean, sometimes people tell me, everyone tells you, this is the ikr. One guy says, no, but that's definitely the ikr. I have some croutons inside the soup. That's the ikr. Come on, some croutons inside the soup. That's not the ikr. The Bach is very important. He said over here. Even the Mogavram was disagreeing with the Bach, left off because he's arguing this is the Mitzias over here. Could be the Mogavram stood, we have passed together with Shemin. Maybe Echonami is a dark for people to have a chayla to go eat together this way. But we have Yisrael, very important Yisrael over here, the Eli Rabba, Mishmur, again, you have two sides over here, the Mishmur, and a Paskin. But the Yisrael of the Eli Rabba answering the Bach is a very important Yisrael, Iker and Tofel, that you can't say that for me this is the Iker, when that's certainly not way for the Tzibur. But that's not way for the Moinam, you can't say that for you that's the Iker. Now, when a person denies chayish begroinai, and he has over here a lot of shemen together with the nigrun, so what's the locha? The Torah brings down machlokes with Ben Yosef versus the Bahag. Ben Yosef wants to tie us lav dafka chayish begroinai. That's just the mitzias, but even if not chayish begroinai, we make the bracha of eitz. Mashainkin, the Bahag says dafka chayish begroinai. Otherwise, you make the locha over here of shakel of the nigrun. The Torah doesn't understand the Bahag. He wants passing the Ben Yosef. Mashainkin, the Mechaber says, he doesn't stand the Beis Yosef, the Beni Yosef stands like the Bahag. Come on, this long taz over here, and gets about what is the machliks over here, the Beni Yosef versus the Bahag. So the first question, first Metzias, he sets up first the taz, he says, what is the kimt over here that the Beni Yosef and the Bahag are arguing with? Is the case over here, this Rav Shemin over here, or Harbe Shemin? So let's read the word slowly, it's Harbe Shemin, there's a lot of Shemin, but Rav is only the Nigrin. So you have Rav and Nigrin over here. What's it called? Iker and Tofel go up to Rav. So the question is, once he starts with the Yisrael over here, it's only a lot of Shemen. But if the Rav is a Nigrin, so what's it said over here to go after the Miot, when the Rav is the case of a Nigrin over here? So, he has two Mahalchim. One he goes to his Lashitosai, like he writes in Sifkon Aleph. What is the reason that we're going after Rav over here? let's go to Tam, Sigil Chala compares it to, or Tam of the Chala. So he says, the Chala over here is that when you have a case of a Chiv and a Chiv, two Chiv over here, one's a Tafel to another. We don't have a Chiv and a Ptor, you have a case of Oyuret by Chala, Mashank and Chito, then you have a case of Chiv and a Ptor, you go after the Sigil of Tam. But otherwise, the Loch is we go after Oyuret over here, we have two Chivim. If he wants a Tanya, Ben Yosef and the Bahag are not arguing with each other, they're discussing two different Akimtas over here. Ben Yosef is discussing a case when you already drink the Nigun, you already made a bracha on top of it. So now you only have a case where you have Nigun together with the Shemen. So what do you have? You have a Chiv and a Ptor. So what's a bracha when you have a Chiv and a Ptor? So you go after the Chiv Shabbat, you have to make a case of an Eitzel here. Mashek in the Bahag is discussing a case of a Chiv and a Chiv. What's a law Chiv and a Chiv? Go after Roiv. Go after Roiv, if you make a bracha on the Nigun, you make a case of Shakal. That's what he starts off saying first. They have two problems with that. One, he points out, that's how the Torah understood it. That's not where the Ushem seems to understand the Smach like this. But the people going to point out, we don't pass this way. It's very important you say it. If you go like the Taz, come out like you mentioned last Kabbalah, person made a bracha on something already, and then he said, as a mixture together, the Taz is very clear, Otalocha, you make a bracha on the Chiyiv, even though it's a Tafel over here. The people going to be in the Psych and Oishadaf, he's done the Taz, and we do not pass like the Taz. Mogherom is against it, we'll get up other eyes against it. And therefore, and the Taz, Maskona again has the Mahalach over here. And the Klav Ikin Tafel go after the Min Shaboy, we don't go after the Bracha Shaboy. Go after 2 minutes like Chiyuv over here. I mean, the Taz is standing, it'd be Be'etiv, Mamash have to make a Bracha right now. If not, you Chiyuv Ptur, go after the Chiyuv Shaboy, Gamsa Tafel. If you go and says, no, that won't be the Mahalach, how we're making a Paskin, go after two Chiyuv Mitzad, the Min Shaboy, then we go after the whatever the Ikr is with the Klav Ikin Tafel over here. Then he says a second yisoid over here, what the machlokes says, which is very important, the klal again, ikar and tafel, which I have to get back to. But he gets involved when someone has a lot of shemen. So what's a sach choshev? A sach. It's a lot over here. It's choshev over here. So when you have a lot, but it's not roiv, how do you look upon that? Make it practical. You go to the store and you buy a chicken salad. There's a lot of salad there. There's a sach of chicken inside, and you go to a good store. Certain stores in a couple of pieces. You got a chicken salad over here, a lot of chicken over here, but you ready the salad. So what profit do you make? You have the chashivas? The money I'm paying is for the chicken. I'm coming to eat the chicken. I want the salad around to give a taste to it. So what profit? Make a shakal? No. My scrub to make a dom over here. So the way how the bags and the way how the Ben Yosef is standing, since this is a lot over here, and there's a chashivas over here, therefore the law says you make a brachim inside whatever is chashiv. It's the Shemin make a eight. The Bahagat and they said, no, go after Raif. Therefore, the Loch is you go after what is the Raif that Nigrun? These are make case of Shakal over here. So you have Machlik is Raif versus Choshev, at least in this Egypto. That's how he understands the Machlik's the Taz. We'll come out, a Loch Lamaisa will get to some ratio based on Ik and Tafel, which we'll pass and go after Cheshivas. Cheshivas defines what it is. That means a chicken salad. On the tzad you make one bracha, about maybe some say two brachas. On the tzad you make one bracha, we go to the chashivas, that defines what it is. A gam over here, the mechaba paskins, not the way, the paskin like the locha is like the bahag shito, the locha is the maestri you make go after raiv. That means you have to know, is this true that's the machlokes ben Yosef and the bahag? But according to the taz of second mouth, that's the machlokes, again the very important, you say the ikin tofel, that ben Yosef saying the locha over here is, go after the chashivas over the case of raiv, masha enkin the bahag. Now the gate of the Mei Anigrin, we're saying over here what bracha to make upon it. The words of the Ramah, parentheses, is a case of shakal. We'll get to Lochan Simchas today, tomorrow, and more later on, Bikin Simon Meishay. The Gemara said that Flamites on what's the Loch you make a Mei Silka? The bracha of the Silka is Adoma, the Mei Silka you make a case of Adoma. What is Anigrin? It says Rashi is Mei Silka. So why is Ramah saying a case over here is shakal? In fact, the Mogavram should be a case of here of Hadamo. So, Maisa, what to go do is the Machlokes among the Shonim, Machlokes among the place, Meshachal Hadamo, not to come practically get to us and Nigrun. However, the Sivah Chaim wants to answer, that since the Machlokes have been Yosef and Ma'ag, Bechushim of the Shita making Shakal over here. Which Rabbi Kivega doesn't like, and the obvious question also look at the Dr. Moshe, he passed like the Ma'ag, not like the Ben Yosef. But the way the Mishmur wants to answer, he says a Yisoid over here, which we'll have to leave. It's very important inside, which over here does not make too much sense. Since you have a sakin l'shtiyah, the loch is the mice you make shakal. Something made l'shtiyah, you make shakal. Which is a very important concept, we'll leave to Reishai. Don't forget, a very important concept to answer this question. Misakin for shtiyah, you make a case of shakal. Now, until now, we're discussing a case in the Gemara of Shem and Zayis. What about other oils? What product do you make upon it? So let's say you have sesame oil. So there's a basis of an endosim reish dalad. He quotes Rav Avram, the best of his Bahad, that says in sesame oil, you make the case of Adomo. Adomo. He says that Evan Elizer, he doesn't understand. Maisa, why should be Adomo for it? Wine, you change the bracha going up. Shemen, eight. But any other liquids that come out from any other fruits or vegetables, the lacha should be a case of shakal. And if he wants a time to tell you safer in the basis, and they have a gubarium, kavachai, they pass in the vada all other oils, that eight, not shayach, not Adomo, not shayach. The lacha is any other oils, it's like any other liquid. What comes out of an orange is shakal. What comes out of an apple, apple juice is shakal. What comes out of sesame is shakal. It's like any other liquid. That's how the Ikkar Svama seem to go. If you drink sesame oil, which I don't know if anyone does. But they do discuss another point over here. We're saying olive oil is dangerous. All other oils, are they dangerous? Again, whatever the definition of danger, is it taste or is it physically a danger over here? What broch do you make on these things to eat? Let's say you have them by themselves. So the question is from Chaim Kanievsky and of Nemetzel and of Vosner and Chai Brocho. And they say, you should stop it. Not clear, not sure, it's Sarachian. The Shai Bracha says you're not sure what to go do. Shai Bracha is the latest liquid safer. And he says, different what to go do. You drink these other oils, you should make a bracha on something else, make a shackle to part of these oils. On the sugya, they point out, we're saying the Yisrael Azuki Masculate. So let's say it means physically it hurts you. Let's say a person has a health issue, and for him personally, he's masik, not the tzibur, he himself. Let's say he has diabetes, and he's not supposed to have sugar, but as everyone knows, we cheat a little bit on these different diets over here. And he has something with sugar inside. If you say azuke maskula and therefore not to make a bracha, Rambam may be shakal. But not according to Rambam, we pass him not to make any bracha. It's damaging over here. Would you say not the way? So the state chemin gets involved with this question already by a person who warned the damaging of the person. Lal said, yes, I'm yaya. You make a bracha by Pierre Goffin over here. The gate of diabetes, they ask a question to Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashu, the Chodeshani, and Biko, all three of them come out, mamish like the case of Stei Chemed. It really depends. If you tell me that a drop is mazik a person, eat a little bit, you have the Isser of Shemati Moedis Nafshu Seichem, then you make a bracha machal Sisuris. You can't make a bracha. However, the gate over here, the Chora, a little bit is not mazik a person. Come out never. They try to ask you of Yashu, but let's see, it's mazik. So the limb is never, it's not dangerous, never hurts a person. Just we tell a person not to have it at all, unless you're very allergic. And the curve is very allergic. But otherwise, if you're not very allergic to something, having a little bit does not really hurt a person, not affect a person. So on the bracha, what's the lacha? Even the mashu, you make a bracha. So the Yashu, you have a das in the mashu, you can make a bracha in the mashu. Now, what do we do a bracha? That's a big shadow of what you're going to do and how much you have over here, what the shia over here is. So number one, they say a little bit, if it's mazik, you get a problem. But mice is not the way, number one. And number two, they say over here, also, let's say food that is except to go eat. Dosh ram dosh, a gamut's mazik you. If you have a right to go eat it, what's the tibur eats here? Let's say everyone eats things that are not healthy. Kach mati loy there. And if you eat things that are healthy, it might damage you. The mice, since the dosh ram, avad, you make a bracha, even a bracha of a friend upon it. The way they point out, the third thing is, they get involved with mazik, but kim chut sorrow. How do you answer the question by the case of Shemin Zayas? If you answer like Mumut Sakhanim are answering, if you have a no right now from it, not like Shemazai, you have no out of it, so why do you make a bracha? So number one, they say the mashu is not nana hezek. Number two, they say dosh b'rabam. And number three, they say over here, if you want to answer Kim Chazari, you have enough from it, why do you make a bracha? Bracha Yishayna. Bracha Chonim, there's a shayla in the gate to that. Sifhei, it's been mamshuk the sugya of Zuke Maske, the case of Shkedim. By shkedim, we have two different types. We have shkedim that are maisa are bitter, and we have shkedim that are a case of sweet. So we have shkedim over here that are bitter, there are two levels. There are those that are small, they make a bracha of eights. And those that are big, azuke maski, and therefore the maisa do not make a bracha. Explains the mechaba why is that so. When they're small, the ik is the klip over here, and therefore they're not bitter, if you make an eights. Masha inke with the big, the ik is the egois, and therefore they're bitter over here. Unless you're masakin it, then you make an eights. And we point out why Misaki make an ace, I Misaki should only be a case of shakal, like Sif Bez and Sif Gimel. Because here in the Maisa, that's Ikka Pri, Daita Luya, and if you make a case of an ace over here. That's a case with their bitter almonds. Masha Enkain with the sweet almonds. When the small, a case of shakal, it's not the Ikka Pri, after the Daita Luya. Masha Enkain with the big, their regular almonds over here, make a case of an ace over here. Now, once we have this idea of lemons, the Swam discuss that we have the idea of Zukimaski, you have no and all. What about lemons? What's the ghetto of lemons? So this form seemed to be the three different lemons out there that could be, that's possible to be eaten. The lemons that a person can eat, it's not possible to eat it. Not shy. Don't eat it. There's no taste to it. The second, I can't eat an ayin chak. And the third, that the type that are very sweet. Now, what do they mean by very sweet? So come on to Erlitz, and he says, he's an Erzol, he came here, and that all the lemons here are very sweet. But therefore, of course, you make a bracha ba'etz. I'm not sure what the Erlitz means. Maybe I've learned from my kids or Israelis that different taste buds out there, and different appreciation for foods, and different levels of different societies, what people think are sweet and sour. Ken Zayn. But he says, all lemons are Erzol are sweet. But where they are or not, put it to the side over here. Where the meister is from, come along and say, let's go to the sugi over here. If the case of the meister, it's sweet. Echlamish, make case of AIDS. I don't think that's too common. If it's a case that can only eat an ayde chak, what should halacha be? Well, it could be it's machlokes the mechaber and the chayodim. According to the mechaber, it should be a case of AIDS. According to the chayodim, the chayodim for the halacha should be a case of shakal. If it cannot be eaten at all, what's the halacha? Should be no broch at all. So come along the Sfarim, look at the Malachim, the Shai Baruch, for example, says there are three different levels over here. If they're sweet, they're eights. In the case of B'shas and Chakas Shachal, in the cases, can be eaten in no brach at all. They do point out, in general, usually most times, lemons are not negated. This question is always a case of a tafel. And therefore, whatever eating you make the brach, it goes upon the lemon. Now, what people ask me, when you have a tequila, and you have a salt, and you have a lime, that means, I think you have, what the order is, I'm not sure, right? What salt, how'd it go? Salt, lime, tequila. Now, I think that's looking to get a ick and a tuffle over here. Even though they eat, they're going to step up, they go in different stages. You're supposed to lick the salt, put the lemon inside, and drink the tequila. But I think it's nichol. No, I got it wrong. So, the Bikim Hill will tell you how exactly it goes over here. I think it would be nichol to get a ick and a tuffle over here. I don't think you would make a rough upon that line anyway. And the tequila shackle. It's not tequila, also a kentuffle. No, it depends if it's sweet.
Limes are sweet?
The Shari Bracha says lima, lima a lime. He says if they're sweet, they're shackle. He says that. Now, if that's true, it's true. Again, you have no. The Matthias is. These are the klala. Every time that's not Matthias, it changes. But the last thing we hear is the Loch and Sivov, the Loch of Tzaf. Now, Tzaf is a very lumdashur tree over here. If you want to go to the Kaisel, there's Tzaf sticking out of the Kaisel. Fine, it's a sugya over here of Shemitah and Erla and Maisa and the sugya of Bracha, different Mishnais over here, Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Amoraim. You have the sugya of Tzlaf. Now, to get to Tzlaf, the Gemara says there are four things that are growing upon the Tzlaf over here on this caper bush. We have the case of the olam, the case of the leaves, the case of the tamarim, the case of the dates. You have the Avyanis, which is the pre, and we have the Kafrisim, which the clip is upon the pre over here. Now, if you look at the picture books or the different place of telling what exactly is happening over here, then absolutely not go with Malach of Rashi. I said, no, we're Rashi Malach. It doesn't mean other Malach, the Oruch's Malach. That means when you go to the store, when they sell some of these capers, they're these caper buds, or these capers over here are not much that one of these four. It seems to be a fifth thing over here. That means what for us to make a capers, which in general, anyway, they're usually tuffle, inside a drink, inside a chovies, inside a salad, they're tuffle. What broccoli you eat a caper, what's it going to go be? For it's not one of these four cases, it's a separate case. If you go like Rashi, go like the Aruf, that's one of the cases over here. Go like the Rashi, it's not one of the cases over here. You have to know why that's so. So fine, it's nice, we have these four things going over here. Then one discusses what broccoli do you make in Kafrisim? Now, Kafrisim, again, according to Rashi, is a cleep on top of the pre. And we have Machlokesim, Eliezer, it's a case of an eight. Kiva is a case of a dumb over here. Tazi come along and says that true discussion is going to get to Arlo, if the chilk, whether it's a chutz l'aretz or an eretz yisrael. When you get to bracha, there won't be any chilk. Bracha, there no chilk between chutz l'aretz and eretz yisrael. And therefore, according to Melozo, it will be a case of eitz. According to Mekiv, it'll be a case of adama. How do we paskin? Tosha says we can paskin like a blazer, it'll be an eitz from the aruch. That's the raivit, the mitzvah sheet over here, the rosh, the raw. Sadar sheni, we won't be showing them paskin, not the way they go to Mekivo. They paskin the bahag, the rif, the loch is over here. They paskin bari pri adama. Let me get like 20 who showed them say adama. And seven of them say the case of eitz over here. Really depends. Had with the gears thinking about the Aflam Vovam bases. There's parentheses over here, there's a Hilchus over there. Question, we have the Hilchus, I don't have the Hilchus. Live the Shah, how do we pass in the gate to the Sugyo of Olam, the gate to the Sugyo of Brachas over here? Halach Lamaiso comes out, the Mechab Paskins by the Kafrisim, the Loch is Yemek Hadoma. Therefore, there are four things being grown on the Tzlaf over here. Three of them are Adoma, one of them is an Eitz. That means that Venus, the Pre itself, is a case of Eitz. Mash Enkin, the Kafrisim, and the olam, the leaves over here, and the tamarim, are a case of adama. Those three are a case of adama. The reason is, the Gemara says, because that's not the Ikar Pri over here. Now, the question is, let's say you have a place that sounds like they ate all four of them. Let's say Bizman Azeh, that we don't eat, take the leaves. These caper bushes, caper trees, the mice, we don't eat the leaves. That means, they say, if you go to Greece, go to Cyprus, they eat the leaves. They put them in the salad. But let's say you go to a place we do not eat the leaves. So not das upon at all. What bracha would you make upon these leaves? Do you say, no, the Gemara said by the case of Kara, with your heart's a palm over here, the loch is, since you have no das upon it, the loch is shakal. The Gemara says you have no das upon it, why? Because we must you take it off. So the question over here is, what is the avon of the Gemara daf lama vav? Is it because it's hezek? Live a lav daite luye? But it's not hezek, the mice make a domo? But no, lav daite luye. Is that the hezek the sibo? Or that's a simon lav daite luye? That means we know we paskin. The metzias is that we have these caper bushes that no one's eating the leaves over here, and you go to Yigon and take out the leaves just to eat in the salad, you make a dumb upon it, you make a shackle upon it. It's come along the Sharitzian, and he quotes a chidal over here. He wants a taina, since it's lav ikapri, lav darate luya by a person at all, these leaves today you make a shackle. That means even though you have the leaves over here of the slav, the aloch is says a domo, the metzias says lav darate luya, and not ikapri, you make a shackle over here. The Moshe Tshuva says, why is that so? He wants to disagree and says, at the end of the day, it's not being mazak over here. We plant it, we have it, whatever you want to use it for, you make case of Adama. The Maestro, the Chanish goes like the Sharitzian, the Chidor, and says something, a very important klal, the Lav Daita Luya makes it go down one level. Once what Lav Daita Luya, and it's also the case of not the Ikar Priyobia, where two things together, the Loch is the case of Shakal. Very important thing, goes down one level, but here's two levels, goes from each to Shakal. Why? Because Lav Daita Luya is not the Ikar Priyobia. To make it a nafkamina, the only one's taina, you have grape leaves. People tell me you go to the store and buy grape leaves. Now, on the assumption that it's from a regular vine, you're picking them off, not to be eaten, that's what's happening over here. No one's planting these vines on that assumption, only for it to have grapes or to have wine. Fine, some people, I said on that assumption, you know, let's say you go to your own backyard, my people I know grow vines and they have the grapes to make wine. You go to the backyard and they pick up the leaves, they wash them, they put them inside the salad, they make a salad out of it. What the lacha be on these grape leaves? Well, come out, really, it's shalach, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Chidor, the Chanish Baskins, the lacha is lav daite luye, the lacha is klal, it's not the ikar priyovia, the lacha be a case of shakal. According to Moshe, the case will be a case of adam over here. Building upon this idea of we have these leaves over here, or the sugya of klipas, they discuss, let's say you have other cases of klipas over here. You have a case of a klipa of an orange. Now, until now, we're saying a klipa of a tzlaf. The loch over here is, that's machlik's what the loch is. We're passing the loch is adamo. Let's say you have a klipa of an orange. I mean, you take the peel of the orange, you roast it, you fry it, you put some honey on top of it. What broth would you make? So Mishmu is very clear. He tells you the three different sheets over here. Is it an eitz, is it a adamo, or is it a shakal? What's the side of the machlik is over here? So a couple of the Taz over here, he sends you to the Reish Dalet. He wants to tell you that what's the loch about the case of Tzlaf? By the Klipo, it's Adomo. So this is the case of Tzlaf. It's not much like a Tzlaf. The loch is Adomo on the Klipo, because the Ikka is what? Is the Pri. The Klipo around the Gafrisim is Adomo. And the Ikka of the orange is the orange. The Klipo around is the case of Adomo. So what broch you make on the Gafrisim is Adomo. Here also, the orange peel will be the case of Adomo here. Therefore, the grass passes this way, the Mongiborian passes this way, the Akhtanam, Chaim, no, they pass this way, it's Adomo. Tzadah Sheni, the Magavom, you read it over here, he's very clear. He starts off saying maybe it should be like Kafrisim. Oh, he says, Yesh L'chalik. But the case of Kafrisim, if it comes off, Mice the Pri is still there. Here, the orange appeal is part and parcel of the Pri itself. Yet, once it comes off, everything falls apart over here. So the part and parcel of it, therefore, the loch is, Shemeka eats. Voidi ends off anyway by Kafrisim, the Machlaikis over here, what the broch is. Machlaikis, the Moshe Shana Paskin, make a eats over here. Therefore, Magavom says, what's a loch? You make case of eats over here. In the Palm Eirith, the Makar Chaim, Chai Odom, Archa Shulchan, they Paschim make it eights. The guy mentioning the Archa Shulchan, he says it's over. He says people plant the oranges. He says, why could the Ikers appeal and not the orange? Now, I'm not sure exactly what they had in Russia, what he's referring to, why the Ikers appeal over the orange. I'm not sure what he got over there. That's how he writes and why the case over here is the eights. That's how the Shlish in the Mishmur quotes, El Rab, the Pim Godom. It sounds like the argument sees over here. First of all, no one eats the orange, the peel. it's not made to be eaten at all. It's lot of ikra pri, lot of dikele upon it at all. So what's a lacha not ikra pri? It can't be eaten. And you masakin it. So it can't be eaten. Masakin. So beis of kimoi paskin shakel. Lot dikele klal. How we paskin? Mishbuah is calling the chida shakel. So you have two reasons over here why it should be a case of shakel. Either lot dikele a klal is not ikra pri, or it's not going to be eaten at all, and you mean masakin it. Those two reasons should be a case of shakel. And therefore, the Prim Godim and the Mishruah Paskins, and the Sivas Paskins, the Loch is a case of Shakal. Now, if you read them all slowly, all these Taz, Mishruah, Maharam, the Achronim, Yesh Lodim, if they're really arguing in Halacha, Agamba thinks as far as Mikan Lekan, or the argument Sias. Most of these cases, you read them slowly, it's not like the argument Sias isn't planted for it, a little bit planted for it, not planted all for it, can it be eaten, cannot be eaten over here. A lot of the, and you read them as far, they point out that true, they live in the same time, the different places, but they seem to be arguing a lot in Metzias, a lot less in Halach over here. That means you can't get klum out from them. Yesh Lodin, somewhat tighter today, certainly, no one's planting the oranges at all for the peels over here to be eaten at all. And therefore, the little tighter today, the Kulayam be a case of Shakal. I mean, the Kitaz will agree. Kumbar Avram will agree over here. That means you read their Metzias, and our Metzias change, could be the Kulayam was Shakal. They do discuss that what happens when you have an Esrig. And eat the cleave of the Esther, go up off and make a nakis. So you could say it will be the same machlokes. Spanish Chai said the same machlokes. Therefore, the loch is you make a shakel, like you pass him in the case of an orange. The mice, the Taz himself, when he says the case of an orange, the case of a domo, he says, but the case of an Esther is the case of an eights. Why is the case of an eights for? By an Esther, you ever open it up, what's the ikker? It's very little seeds inside, but the ikker is the cleave. It's a massive cleave over here. Of course the ikra is the outside. The klipa is really the thing itself. Some seeds inside. So the ikra thing, if you eat something of the esrig, is the klipa shaboy. So vana esrig come on this farm, the aloch lemaisa could not all them go if you eat the esrig, when you, after yantiv, you fry them, make jam, be another question, that'll be tzeisugya. Without jam, you have pieces over here, you make the bracha of the eights over here. A third thing, that means one, we have one klipa is an orange shackle. Second klipa is the case of an esrog, that'd be a case of eights. A third klipa over here is the case of a klipa you have on top of, let's say, an apple, or the case on top of a pear. Everyone eats that fruit with the klipa on top of it. What bracha do you make upon that? So when you eat it, it's ikar and tafel. Let's say you peel off the apple peel, and you want to make something, the kids take the apple peels. What bracha do you make in the apple peel? What bracha do you make in the pear peel? Come to the place from Taino, but here, vada and dekra eat it together. Of course, it's part of the apple. Of course, part of the field. I mean, the orange you take off, you eat the inside. But if something is eaten together, a lot that's ikra, and a lot everyone says, even take it off, the loch is to make a bracha by creates. They get to a vegetable, they're saying, it'll be a loch of a domo. So come along, we have three different things to discuss over here. They get to klipa is practically, then they get to orange if you ever have it. In fact, you might, they sell them stores once in a while, in the case of shakel. They get to an esterik if you have it, it'll be a case of AIDS. And same thing, the loch will be negate an apple peel with the case of AIDS. On Bezeshem, next time you should Zion through Sefir Aleph. That's all.